want to give me?
All right, sir.
Okay.
Yes, Senator.
Is the President on?
No, sir.
Well, I want him to remain on, please.
All right, wait just a second, Spencer. Do you on? You got it, Marie?
Yes, sir.
Just a second.
Lennon?
He said just a second. He may have been going to another phone.
All right, go ahead.
Lennon?
Yes, sir.
I want to mention four things. First, two items for the budget in the field of public works that I think are very important. They're not only important to our state, but I think they're important to you and to what I'm thinking about for next year, which I know you are too. I think that the cross-state barge canal ought to have the full amount of what the engineers can spend in fiscal 65. And I think that would create a tremendous amount of goodwill all across the part of the state that's affected, and much of it in other parts.
Now, where is that? Is that in the Allen Elder's committee or what?
That's in Allen. It'll come before Elder's committee, and we've just made the first $1 million appropriation to start construction. The late president put that in the budget this year as an amendment.
It's already in the budget that's coming up?
It's already in the bill that'll reach you any day, $1 million to start construction.
All right. Now, what you're talking about then is what's in the budget next year for it?
I'm talking about 65 budget, and I have no idea what's in it, but I'm just saying that the full amount that the engineers can use, and I have no idea what that is what ought to be in to make the maximum goodwill.
All right. Now, do you know what I've got with the budget problem on these expenses? With Bird, I sent back 40 agencies yesterday, told them to get under what they had last year.
Well, that's all right. And I'm just telling you now these things that I think are of great importance from the standpoint of statewide goodwill in our state. And I don't think that this...
Now, which you think would be the best for me? Come in with a budget, a low budget,
I don't think you ought to increase the amount of the budget overall for this next year. I'm just stating an item.
I've got to increase it about $3 billion because I've got the military pay you voted, and retired pay, and the civilian pay, and the extra interest on the public debt, and all those things. Well, I don't have any choice about that. It has to be increased. But what I'm trying to do is hold a Corps of Engineers and the rest of them to what they had last year.
Well, all I can say is that a $1 million appropriation for the cross-state barge canal, in view of the fact that they'll be in the middle of construction, would not at all meet the need. And the matter of your handling the overall budget is something that I'm perfectly willing to be silent on. I'm just trying to tell you two items which I think are of very great importance.
Okay, go ahead.
Second is the Four Rivers advanced planning, $250,000. The president gave a letter to our delegation, President Kennedy, stating that that would be in the budget for 65. It affects vitally 15 counties on the west side of the peninsula, including Tampa and my own county and others.
You want to send me a copy of that letter so I can give it to the budget and be sure that we check on it before they close it? They're going to close it Tuesday.
I'll do that. I'll get it over today.
Get it over today. Okay. What's next?
Third thing is on the poll tax amendment. We like two states. Our state has taken a very great interest in it.
Yeah, I know that.
We approved it 105.
I know that, and we tried to get ours to approve it, and we just had we got slapped in the face because some of the liberals got out in front and said if it's passed, why they defeat Conway with it.
Well, the thing that I'm trying to say now is that I think a little pushing. There's going to be three sessions in January. Wyoming, South Dakota, and Arizona.
I'll help any way I can on that. Now, what's next?
All right, the fourth thing is with reference to Cape Canaveral, and I don't know what you can do, but there's a great deal of pleasure in our state about the naming of the missile base, and it's exactly the opposite with reference to the change of the place name.
Well, the board's already done that, as I told you the other night when after we talked to the governor. The board met and changed it, so there's not much...
I'm just going to make a suggestion, and it may or may not be practical.
All right.
If Mrs. Kennedy herself, she's bound to know about this...
She's the one that urged it to be done. She insisted it be done.
All right, if she should... request you, as far as the place name, not the missile base, To leave that unchanged, I think it would...
It's already been changed. The board's met and voted on it.
Well, let's forget it then. It just seems...
And she asked it'd be done, Spencer.
All right. Well, all right. Now, those are the four things, Lyndon.
Now, what about this ag... I'm gonna get to work on these, but for God's sakes, get me an agriculture appropriation bill down here. They're just laughing at me because we're supposed to be great leaders and unified, and we've got a peanut laboratory in one state and a Mississippi congressman in the other, and Georgia and Mississippi can't get along, and we've January to December, and we haven't even got the appropriation bills passed, and the Republicans don't care. They're kind of glad, but... you see if you can't go in there and get Jamie Whitten and Dick Russell. If you can't go in there and get Jamie Whitten and Dick Russell and lock that door, some kind of agreement like I've seen you do before.
Jamie, I'm not deeply concerned about it one way or the other, but the proposal that Jamie made yesterday... And
well, I am, and I want you to...
ask for all the things that he was fighting for and against all the things that Dick is fighting for, and Dick didn't want it, and I'm going to stand by Dick, and you would...
I sure would, but why don't you go over and talk to John McCormick this morning and tell him that and explain it, get him in there and try to figure out some way to...
I'd love to do it, Lyndon, but I think I've got another chore for you that's more foreign aid thing. And, because I'm the only Southerner who's friendly to the thing and who supported it on the floor yesterday.
Well, for God's sakes, don't let them put any language in there and insult Russia. She doesn't want any credit, but she wants to be insulted. So all we need to do is to have Otto Passman go to telling Russia that she's going to be discriminated against and she can't be treated like anybody else.
What about your amount? Suppose we can't get the full amount. What can you...
Otto Passman told me, and this is strictest confidence, that he would go in the conference if he'd get Ford to go with him up to 3-2 plus the 209.
Uh-huh.
He said he wanted to roll it in the House and show it he'd run over us and whipped us good. But in the conference, if he could get Ford to go with him, he'd go up to 3-2 plus the carryover of 209.
That'll be fine.
Now, he won't do that, but that's what he told us.
Well, if he'll do that, there'll be no trouble.
Well, what we got to do is we got a $103 billion budget, and we're talking about $3 billion here, and it's all of our foreign policy. It's the only thing we've got. We all got public works and everything in this country, but this is the only checkbook I've got for 113 nations.
Well,
and it's
as far as I'm concerned, I went all out for it on the floor yesterday, if you have a chance to read the record.
Johnny Pastore told me you did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.